Speaking of highlight video of the draft, this is something that came up the other day. There's no shortage of draft expertise out there. You know the names, Mel Kiper, Todd McShay, Mike Mayock, blah, 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 blah. We've had a lot of them on the show tonight. Why not make up your own mind? Why not take a look at some of the video from some of the draft prospects that you've heard about? Why take it from a draft magazine or from Mel Kiper or from Our Lads? Make up your own mind. Well, there's a website out there that lets you do that. It's called draftbreakdown.com. We talked about it on the show the other night. Joining us on the line right now, the founder and I believe the creator of draftbreakdown.com, Aaron Aloysius. Hi, Aaron. Thanks for being on with us tonight.
Thanks.
It's good to have you. This is your idea. This is your website. How long has Draft Breakdown been around, Aaron?
Well, it's been around since 2008. In 2010, I kind of got more actively involved, and we imported the video concept to the site. And it's really grown. It's gone from that year where we were happy if we just had a video of each first-round pick to now for this class, we have videos of over 450 different prospects.
Wow. You know, when I first heard about it at the Senior Bowl, I think you may have tweeted about it or said we had Jordan Matthews, the big receiver from Vanderbilt, on the show, and I said, well, how did you watch these corners that you're facing in the Senior Bowl? And he said, well, I go to this website, draftbreakdown.com. Did you ever hear that, or did we tell you that already, Aaron?
Yeah, that was tremendous. We're wishing him well. Eric Fisher actually was the trailblazer on that front the previous year. He used it to scout some of the pass rushers he faced on the Senior Bowl. And obviously that turned out pretty well for him. So we're hoping that Matthews also has a good draft weekend so that we can claim that those guys got a draft breakdown bump.
There you go. Aaron Aloysius is our guest. How do we identify you, Aaron? Are you the founder or a writer or the editor of draftbreakdown.com?
I guess you could identify me as the co-president along with Will Spencer.
Co-president.
And, he's kind of the webmaster slash godfather of the site, where I'm more involved with the video intricacies of it all.
Yeah, well, it really comes in handy. Explain for people how the website, what's valuable about the website, maybe what sets apart draftbreakdown.com from all of the other resources that NFL fans and draft fans might be looking at these days.
Well, you did a great job of explaining it. I was fortunate to have a lot of great teachers growing up, especially, English teachers who would tell me to show, not tell. And I perhaps took that too literally, where we built this draft site around the idea that we're able to show you what to look for. You don't have to listen to us just, declare X prospect has certain traits, Y prospect has others. You can look at the tape and evaluate for yourself. And also, through the scouting report links on our player pages, you can go see some of the reports from some of the great draft sites around the web and kind of compare your evaluation to the ones that other great analysts have formed.
I'm looking, for instance, right now at Johnny Manziel's page on draftbreakdown.com. You have 10 games from this year. It looks like 4 or 5 games from the year before. Is that like a typical representative sample of the number of games you would have for each prospect, Aaron?
There tend to be a lot for the quarterbacks, and those tend to be very appealing to our users. And we're fortunate that one of the big things is that we've been able to build a multiple-year archive where you can look at those videos from 2012 and kind of ascertain where has Manziel improved, what does he still need to improve upon. And it's especially valuable for prospects who may have had a down year in 2013, talking about players like Will Sutton, perhaps, or out of Arizona State, the defensive tackle, or Dante Moncrief, the Ole Miss wide receiver, where sometimes there are issues out of their control, and you can look back at the 2012 tape to kind of get a picture of what their true upside is as a prospect.
It should be noted, Aaron, that your video is not, all 22 coaches' video, right? It's television video for the most part.
Yeah, on occasion we are able to use all 22 film. In fact, this week I'll be putting out some all 22 videos of Joe Don Duncan, the small school Dixie State tight end who will be working out for teams later this week. But much of it is indeed broadcast tape.
And how do you collect all that? How do you get all that, aggregate all that, and put it up on the website?
Well, thankfully, my DVR is my best friend. And there are a number of other various resources, and specifically referring to when we use all 22 tape, a lot of schools are very helpful with that, and we appreciate it because we're really trying to help promote some of these players and help people who, for instance, I doubt many people, even the most diehard of draft picks, were spending 18 hours in the fall watching Eastern Illinois to get a good picture of Jimmy Garoppolo. But fortunately, right now, if you go to the site, you can find I believe, 6 videos from his fall campaign and kind of and evaluate for yourself those strengths and weaknesses. Airports noted around the web.
Aaron, how long have you been interested in the NFL draft?
Well, my passion for the draft is born out of being a long-suffering Browns fan. It seemed like always the springtime was the most exciting time of the year for us. In the fall, late fall, winter, you'd have those miserable cold weather games. I'm sure many Bills fans share that sentiment, and yeah, sometimes the outcome wasn't much better. But fortunately, both teams seem to be on the upswing, I believe, and also draft breakdown has been born out of that passion.
So you've been following the draft for a while. Where did you get the idea to start putting video up, and what drove that to kind of get to collect all the video and put it up for fans?
Yeah, I think much of it was recognition that there already is so much great work out there done by draft analysts, including some guys who were formerly in the NFL. So it was kind of where could we add extra value to the draft community? Where could we help make sure that we as a community are better informed and there's more insight, as opposed to just merely repetition of what's been put out in the scouting report? So it grew out of that, and fortunately, like I said, we started out pretty small, but so many people appreciated the service that they, in a sense, wanted to pay it forward, so they got involved as well. And now we have a dedicated crew of 15 video editors who are, at this almost entire year long, working to produce more and more videos for the site.
Yeah, and tell folks listening tonight, Aaron, how user friendly the video is. So, for instance, if you want to watch like an offensive lineman, tell them how you set it up so you can watch that.
Well, typically, especially when you have players that move around a lot, like a linebacker who may put his hand in the dirt on third down, so we try to add annotation boxes highlighting them before the snap. Some of the videos will actually have a freeze frame before the snap to help make it even easier to identify which player is being evaluated in that clip. And it just enhances the process where, especially let's say you're dealing with some grainy all-22 tape, it's not always too easy to figure out, is that the tight end I'm supposed to be looking at, or is that his backup? So we do the best job we can to try to make it, as you said, as user-friendly as possible.
Aaron Aloysius is our guest. He is the co-president of DraftBreakdown.com, a website that will come in handy to Bills fans, any NFL fans who want to get ready for the draft in 10 days. Aaron, are casual fans or even pretty deeply involved fans, are they qualified to look at video and make observations on draft prospects?
Well, I think a lot of the learning experience involved comes with spending as much time as you can watching the videos or watching full games if you can, and comparing your notes to the notes of experts that you can find, for instance, linked to on our scouting reports page. I think there's a lot of, there's a lot of guess and check. There's a lot of trying to trust your own eyes and form your own evaluations. And I do think, through that process, you can become a more informed fan, more informed evaluator. And I know some people even who have aspirations to pursue a professional career in scouting will go to our site and use that as kind of the beginning of their path.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Aaron. In fact, I'd liken it to when NFL.com made all 22 coaches video available a couple of years ago. What a great resource that was for fans. Not that fans can look at it and pretend to coach teams or make evaluations on players, but at least they can share maybe, the look of what went on, and you can have a second look at what went on from a coach's vantage point. Not that you're going to be as qualified as a coach, or in your case, as qualified as a scout, but it helps to at least have some shared information to start with, as opposed to secondhand reports. Correct?
Yeah, and I firmly believe we are entering kind of a renaissance of football talk and football analysis online with all the resources available, and I'm very pleased that Draft Breakdown can be just a little part of that.
Aaron, how do you, I'm reluctant to ask this question because I don't want to kill what is a golden goose for fans, but how do you guys make money on DraftBreakdown.com?
We're primarily ad revenue based, so thankfully this draft season's been very kind to us on the traffic front. We've tripled our traffic from last year. So basically, if you want to support the site, please continue visiting it, and also please consider using the embed tool. We have a share this video button below our videos. If you take one of those and pop it on your website, that helps promote us more. So we appreciate all the people around the draft world and also the media world who have begun using that tool.
Because I would imagine you guys have thought through the fact that you might be able to charge a subscription for this service, right?
Yes, but we're appreciative just that so many people are using it right now, and we hope that that number will just continue to grow.
You mentioned traffic. Can you tell us, maybe since this year's draft cycle began, is there one player or maybe a couple of players who have generated the most video traffic on draftbreakdown.com, Aaron?
Yeah, I was just looking over the numbers recently, and one interesting name that popped up is Cody Latimer, the Indiana wide receiver who declared early and just recently had his delayed pro day for scouts, and he actually performed rather well. Personally, when I first put up a video of him soon after he declared, and I never got a more forceful, more pleased response from people on Twitter than when I posted that video. It's really a testament to how talented he is. As a consequence, if people know that he ran a 40, some had him timed in the high 4.3s, some in the low 4.4s, as if they find out that information and then they're checking our site to see what we have on him, they're coming away even more impressed and kind of spreading the word on this very intriguing potential second-round prospect.
Huh. What does that tell you, that maybe the website is best used for the guys who haven't had, you know, big reputations, big names, and maybe it's better used for maybe the under-the-radar type prospects?
I think part of it is that, and also just that that the traffic tends to follow talent. I've noticed that, you know, for prospects that our team tends to like, we end up having more videos of them. And in the same vein, prospects that are very appealing and have tremendous talent tend to draw a lot of traffic. So while we do spend a lot of time trying to showcase those small schoolers like Jimmy Garoppolo, it tends to be the case that wherever the player comes from, if he's talented, people will find him on the site and they'll promote his videos.
Hey, Aaron, who are the most impressive prospects in the draft that's coming up in 10 days?
I think, you have to start with Jadeveon Clowney. I think the video we have up of him versus Tennessee that has, you know, two quality tackles, including Antonio Richardson on the left side, where Clowney kind of, he just put together a wow performance. There was some backstory there. Was the previous year, Richardson thought he'd kind of gotten the upper hand against Clowney. So Clowney came around for revenge in that game, and our cut-up shows the tremendous burst, especially with an inside move that Clowney can display, and also the competitiveness that he shows, where I know there's a lot of talk, questions about his motor, questions about his effort, but this is a player who is oftentimes double-teamed or the entire game plan would be running away from him, especially in the run game. So the effort he shows, especially when he kind of senses blood in the water, it's really impressive, and it's why he's currently under consideration for that number one overall pick.
Hmm. Are there any quarterbacks? Who's your favorite quarterback in this year's draft class?
My favorite quarterback would have to be, despite all the current discussion, whether he's dropping or not, would have to be Teddy Bridgewater. I think it's interesting, if you were to ask a year ago at this time, would people prefer Bridgewater or E.J. Manuel, who is a very good prospect in his own right? I think you get a lot of media analysts who would have said they'd prefer Bridgewater. Nevertheless, at this point, we're talking about him potentially falling out of the first round entirely, which I can kind of understand in terms of questions about, you know, his hand size or his build. A lot of analysts would want to point to Russell Wilson as an example of a quarterback who didn't have all the ideal traits, who's turned into a phenomenal. But whereas media analysts may be quicker to kind of transform their thinking, NFL scouts or GMs whose jobs are on the line, they may not reinvent the wheel so quickly. So it's understandable, I think, from that perspective, why they may be have a little bit stronger reservations than media analyst types do. But I still firmly believe that he'll be a quality NFL starter. And if I were looking for a quarterback in this draft, he'd be the first guy I'd target.
Last question, Aaron. How far have we come in draft analysis? There's more of it than there ever has been, and this year we have a couple of extra weeks of it. In general, though, are NFL fans, football fans, more educated now about these prospects than they were, say, 10, 20 years ago because of websites like yours, or is it all just noise? Is it all just clutter out there?
I definitely think that it's easier to form a full evaluation of a player nowadays. I mean, I remember a couple years ago with Aaron Curry, where the only video available on YouTube was just a collection of highlight reels. And even with his workout numbers at the combine, I believe it only...
Hello, Aaron.
You really have to dig deep.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Aaron.
Oh, yeah. So
you're saying about Aaron Curry.
Yes. So I think more information is available. And one of the great advances I think you'll find is with the analytics revolution, where you have a lot more stat-based analysis, quality stat-based analysis. In fact, on our player pages, we feature data from Mock Draftable, which looks at combine numbers and puts together comparisons to prospects from previous classes. So that kind of information, I think, is just very valuable, and you'll find it on other sites as well. Greg Peschek at RotoWorld has done a tremendous job, and it's part of that renaissance, football renaissance that I referenced earlier.
Well, it's great work, Aaron. We appreciate you coming on the air this night to talk about it. We continue to use the website. This all came about last week when this sounds crazy, but I woke up one day and thought, I need to see more of Eric Ebron. And where else would I go? I went to your website and saw more of Eric Ebron. So thanks for that.
Absolutely. Very much appreciated.
Okay. Aaron Aloysius is co-president, the founder of DraftBreakdown.com, a place where you can go to see video of all the prospects, hundreds of them, right there at DraftBreakdown.com. It's a valuable resource. And really, why should you just let the draft gurus, the draft experts dictate what you know about these players? Right? I mean, I know that I'm not speaking to everyone here because many of you do this, not through this website, but through other ways to look at the video. But, you know, it's one thing to have as a resource the draft experts. I use Our Lad's Guide. Some people use Mike Mayock. Some people use Todd McShay, Daniel Jeremiah, Mel Kiper Jr. All of them, they're good. We use Kevin White a lot on this show. But why not see for yourself what you're looking at? And if you see one of those draft experts make reference to a particular characteristic of a player, don't you want to see it for yourself? I do. That's why I like the website, draftbreakdown.com. We thank Aaron Aloysius for joining us.